Welcome to the Minimum Viable Podcast, a project of the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum. Our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower people in order to promote a culture of innovation in the U.S. national security community. You can learn more about DEF and get involved at DEF.org. That's DEF.org. We look forward to your ideas and are excited to connect you with other doers working on hard problems.
Welcome to another weekly wrap-up episode on this fine Thursday, the 20th of August. We are your hosts, Mike Madrid and Mike Pakoda, and we're here to deliver you a wrap-up of what's going on around the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum over the past week.
Excellent. So, you know, with DEF as a whole, it's become such a large entity over the years that we've put this together to provide everybody with a quick and easy way to digest what's going on in all of our environments, whether it be the Slack, the online, the different social media aspects. So hopefully you guys can tune in live every week on Wednesday, and if not, follow up inside Spotify. But with that, Mike, it is over to you.
And I'm before we get going, I'm really excited, and I've been excited all week leading up to this because I have a Gucci new microphone that I went to the store and bought explicitly for this purpose so that Jerry McCoy won't have to post-produce so difficult with the audio, and you are hopefully hearing me come in much clearer. So let's get it kicked off with welcoming our new members, people who've joined in the last week. So big welcome to Joe Morgan, Rachel Gregorio, Christopher Mathern, Kanwar Singh, Colin Chu, Zane Stickle, Stuart Everson, Alexander Pasquale, David Sandu, Ray Goffer, Trog Keller, Roy Sahaf, Joe Bartlett, Leslie Wolf, Hennessy Herrera, Merritt Ogle, David M. Taffet, Richard Tello, and Kevin Rivera. Those people have joined from all across the country just in the past week, and so we want to extend them a warm welcome even as I run the gauntlet of pronunciation, and I'm sure butcher at least some of those names. So please forgive, but welcome to our community. And for those also listening, maybe you recognize some friends or it inspires you to invite some new people this week. And I'd also like to spotlight one of our volunteers. We do this each week, and I'm really excited to spotlight Brandon Poget. Brandon's originally from Atlanta, Georgia. He graduated and commissioned from the Air Force Academy in 2012 as an English major, and he's been serving as an intelligence officer in the Air Force for the past 8 years. He has a master's degree in executive leadership and is pursuing another master's degree in data science and analytics, and he's currently part of a highly selective geospatial intelligence intern program for junior military officers here in the DC area. And I'll also note he's put in an application to transfer between services to the newly established Space Force, so fingers crossed for him. With DEF, Brandon has been serving as our operations team lead since mid last year, where he's basically our chief of staff and leads the operations team, which is responsible for internally focused processes and making sure our other volunteer teams have the right tools and platforms to go fast and get stuff done. It's an absolutely critical role to managing our geographically disparate and mostly asynchronous volunteer team. So hats off to Brandon for all the herding that he does. And I wouldn't rather anyone else at my right hand for our day-to-day operations. So it's my pleasure to spotlight him this week. And as we always say, Mike, we are recruiting for passionate volunteers. So if you're interested in stepping up, then head over to def.org/join and apply to be a volunteer. Over to you, Mike, from around.
Absolutely. You know, first I want to recognize you for how well you handled that horrible transition I gave you a few minutes ago. But outside of that, with news from around DEF, out in Washington, D.C., this one was actually a doozy that we were talking about earlier. They had a wonderful conversation that completely ruined my afternoon about the skill bridges, the tech bridges, and vets in tech. That was some information I was personally looking forward for a few weeks now. And once that happened, I said it was a whole streamline of conversations after that. So thank you to that conversation. Out in events, there is an idea hack taking place for the DoD Platform One Summit for next week. There's also the Presidential's Cup for Cybersecurity. It's a competition. Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning Technology Summit is coming up. And finally, the Military Sealift Command is having a small business director inside of the events channel. And so that looks to be a great event. Out in the ideas and projects, there's a discussion talking about the possibility of DEF creating mission labs dedicated to helping veterans launch new entrepreneur missions. close to my heart. I think it's a great conversation. Out in jobs, there are always a slew of jobs. I've been so happy since we started doing this, Mike, to see that amidst COVID, DEF is really providing opportunities for people all around the country. So if anybody knows anyone affected by these interesting times, send them over to the jobs channel. Out in the Air Force, this is an event that I regret that I have not been able to see all week, and that's the DARPA Alpha Dog flight trials. I have wanted this to be a thing since I first heard about any AI, and this is right out of a movie, and I'm so glad it's happening. But check that out. Hopefully I can see it when it finishes. Lastly, following all of these events, we always do a happy half hour. So it's where we take the time to digress after this and get to know each other. So please follow the link. It should be in our general channel. And lastly, we want to jump into a channel of the week. So the channel of the week is an area where I want to highlight a new aspect of something that somebody might not be following. This week, I really wanted to jump into ideas and projects. I love the ideas and projects channel. It is one of my favorites. This is an area where you can post anything that you think might be applicable to other people. We see a lot of times where people post new ideas, thinking about creating new companies. This is a great place to just spitball and see what sticks. So with that, Mike, I think I'm going to give you a somewhat better transition into the DEF updates.
Well, it wasn't as bad a transition as the outtake we had earlier, and we keep joking that we're going to end up with a bloopers reel from different recordings of this podcast with all the goofs we make. So certainly no hard feelings. And I can't believe it's been like only a week since we last did the show because so much has happened. So in the past couple days, the Hampton Roads Agora held a virtual Link and Learn with a 3-member panel of career HR and hiring experts who were discussing resumes, applications, and landing a job in defense. That same night, the San Diego Agora got together for a virtual happy hour to reconnect as a local community. And we also had a virtual Q&A with Tech Congress. So founder and director Travis Moore joined Tech Congress alums and also DEF members Frank Reyes, Nate Wilkins, and Catherine Pratt to discuss the Congressional Innovation Fellowship, the ongoing application process, which is still open for a bit longer, and all the work their nonprofit is doing to bring technology to the Hill and build a new generation of technology leaders. So it was a really engaging discussion. And then just the night after that, last Friday night, the DC Agora held a virtual discussion on OKRs, or Objectives and Key Results. And that was hosted by Jim Savada and Jay Long. And they had, as a speaker, Nick Setterberg of Kessel Run. And I got to say, he started with a Star Wars animation, like an animated cartoon with the voices and everything. And it actually got better even from there. So it was a great night, a really useful discussion on OKRs, as well as some of the common pitfalls when organizations try to implement them and how to avoid those. So as far as the slate for things we have coming up, happening tonight, if you're listening to this, you know, live on Thursday, you still have a chance to rearrange your schedule. Our Cornerstone series is continuing with an event on emerging company accounting strategies. And that's at 7 p.m. tonight with a guest, Michael Gawley, a partner at an accounting firm, Eisner Amper. I mean, if you're not familiar yet with Cornerstones, it's a new project within DEF led by one of our members and volunteers, Jed. And it's a substantive training program and with key skill sets for entrepreneurs and for emerging companies and VC specifically. So he has monthly events with different topics for trainings, planning some practice pitch nights and things like that. So stay tuned as that member-driven project shapes up. And again, Mike, I liked how you highlighted the ideas and projects channel as our channel of the week, because we've just seen so many ideas kind of percolate in there and then turn out into real real projects that are actually, you know, getting stuff done. It's really cool to see. Next week, on Tuesday, August 25th, we have a virtual event hosted by the Boston Crew. It's an author Q&A with awesome DEF member Mike Kanan, a favorite of all of ours, for his new and much anticipated book, T-Minus AI. That's actually the very day the book launches, so we're happy to have him on and get to pick his brain about the book and all things AI. Thursday evening, August 27th, the New York City crew is getting together for a virtual happy hour with a guest speaker to talk briefly about the fall 2020 DoD funding opportunities for defense tech companies, including the 20.3 SBIR cycle. And there's only 30 spots available for that, and they're filling up quickly. And then also on that Thursday evening, August 27th, our West Lafayette Agora is hosting a speaker from Purdue University on the topic of coronavirus and vaccines. So lots of events to plug into. You can see those on our website and register through Eventbrite. I have two last bits of big news for the week to share. And it's a partnership, first off, with the Defense Innovation Network, or DIN. So we're super excited to announce a formal collaboration partnership with them. Our engagement team has been working with Prescott Paulin the last few weeks and have crafted a partnership that amplifies each of our organization's unique strengths and mission sets so that we can, you know, amplify each other and serve each other's communities. There's certainly a large segment of the deaf community that's probably listening to this podcast even who are small businesses or startups in the defense ecosystem, and they'll benefit from a close relationship between DEF and DIN. The DIN team's excited to share SBIR and OTA funding insights with the DEF community. They'll provide free access for active duty military members and DoD civilian employees to their in-depth video content that is fully transcribed and searchable, including teachings and sessions from their virtual summit series. So DIN's mission is to help small businesses grow their cash flow and the revenue and profitability through innovation and R&D funding sources, to clarify branding and messaging for, you know, technically dense technologies. And for service members and for the DoD, they aim to reduce the overwhelming amount of information and content out there so that they can improve collaboration and tech transition. So lots to unpack there. They have a virtual summit happening this week, and we look forward to kind of unveiling more and diving into that partnership together. But our engagement team has been very busy because there's another partnership to announce the same week, and that is with Decode. And Decode is a company based here in DC that's dedicated to connecting the tech industry and government to drive commercial innovation in the federal market. They've been longtime supporters of DEF, or DEF 2019 and beyond. And we're excited to be collaborating here on several events and workshops and virtual town halls and other content production in the coming months. So stay tuned for some exciting stuff on that front. And it's a perfect segue for our show today because our guest is none other than the CEO and founder of Decode, as well as a DEF board member, Megan Metzger. So we're super excited to have her as our guest today. Mike, I'll hand it over to you to get us started.
Absolutely. So first of all, Megan, thank you so much for joining us today. From all the aspects of DEF that you represent, you know, always we really want to start by asking our guests about their original involvement. So what can you tell us about how you first started with DEF, who brought you in, and what are some of your earliest memories with the Defense Entrepreneurs Forum?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. There's no better way to spend the end of my Thursday than with two mics on a Thursday, not a Wednesday. So thanks so much for having me. I was trying to think about this earlier, and I really think I can blame Jen Savada for introducing me to DEF originally. So Jen had been a long time involved as a mentor for a lot of the tech startups that come through the Decode Accelerator. And one of my first memories of DEF was actually we hosted a drink and think with DEF. So my first entrance and kind of involvement with DEF was like, let's just go big. And I think that was the one where we had Hondo came and spoke. Fantastic turnout. And I stuck around after the event and just talked to all the incredible people that were members that came and showed up for the event and asking incredible questions. And that's when we said, you know what, we need to be involved. And I think we've done a couple events together since then as Decode. And then obviously with last year's summit, just trying to really get behind the mission and, you know, bring the strengths that we have to the strengths that you have to see what we can do together.
Hey, you know what's fascinating about that was one of the first events that got me to go live to a drink and think. So we were both at the same event with Hondo. That's pretty cool. And that was a wonderful night. So we're so excited about having you so that you can also talk about the board of directors. And I understand that you're the first board member that we've had together on this podcast. So I'm really excited to find out more about you. What is being a board member, what's being on the board of directors, and how does that influence what you do here with DEF?
Yeah, well, I have to say, first of all, all the folks on the board, we just have a really good time. We bust each other's chops. Poor Mike has to put up with us, and there's no shortage of words, that's for sure. But really, the caliber of people on that team and the experiences that they bring are just so unique and so interesting. So, you know, we have technology founders and CEOs. We have folks that have been enlisted. We have folks like myself, lots of different perspectives. But I think the one thing that we all have in common is that we're pretty insanely passionate about, you know, the mission of DEF collectively. So when we get together, I think a lot of it is working with Mike on what, how can we help, you know, really expand and strengthen the mission, reach more people, have an outsized impact on all the work that DEF's already doing, and make, and just, and take that to the next level. So it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it, my favorite part is hearing all the ideas and all of the work that's already going on across the volunteers, across Mike and the team, and what they're already working on. You know, I joke with Mike that I always feel bad that we spit out these ideas. He's like, we're already doing that. And you're like, oh, okay. So, so it's a really impressive group to be involved with. And, you know, of course, from my perspective, you know, I look at the entire DoD community, the amazing emerging technologies are out there, the amazing innovators that are inside the missions, like how do we connect all these folks that they can really come together and kind of change the way that that we operate.
So along those lines, what does it take to be a board member? What are things that we're looking for in future board members for DEF in the future?
Yeah, it, you know, we try to assemble a really eclectic group that has different strengths. So, you know, some folks come with experience in maybe marketing and finance and how to run kind of the business operations. Other folks come with ideas around what it is that the members of DEF would like to see and can kind of provide a voice for the experiences that, and the value add that we can provide to all of the members, like those listening here today. And, you know, we try to make sure that everyone has their different strengths and can bring something unique to the table. You know, we want to make sure that we have representation across all the different types of members that we have, because it's such a diverse group of people. And how do we also just make this machine run? So it's a lot of fun. I think hopefully it's, I would maybe turn it back over to Mike and say, are we doing our jobs? But that's next week's episode, is the board doing their job? Yeah.
Right. To be updated in the feedback channel.
Yeah. There you go. Live feedback. And yeah, come check it out.
Well, good. So, you know, with that, that's a lot of you on the board. Let's talk about you with Decode. We've talked about that a lot. We've brought up Decode in the previous weeks. I understand that you're actually the founder out in DC. So can you tell us a little bit about how your team works, what it does, and the different passions that drive that organization?
Yeah, I will say you will never meet a collective group of very, very passionate people to the level of passion that Decode brings. Yeah, so I started the company almost 5 years ago now. I jokingly say as a really concerned taxpayer, but I was looking at all the amazing technology that was just passing the government by, coming out of the private sector, that would look at this market and say, no, thank you, I'm not going to work there because it's too hard, and would go elsewhere. And then on the flip side of that, of how many great innovators and leaders there were across the government that really wanted to access better solutions and more forward-leaning capabilities, but also perceived there to be a barrier in the reverse. And so the core of where we started was with our technology accelerator. So the our accelerator focuses on finding the best technologies out there that could really have an outsized impact on government. We have a pretty crazy vetting process. It's really competitive, but then the program teaches companies everything they possibly need to know about how to work with a government, get to contract, get to revenue, and then actually make this an entire vertical. So we're very big on making sure there aren't innovation one-hit wonders. So, you know, how do we make sure they come in, they don't just prototype and then leave, thanks for the money, but they come in and they stay and they make it a viable business. So we've had 102 companies come through the program so far. We just kicked off our 16th, I think, which is around actually trade and travel, which is a different kind of industry that we're starting to have a big impact on. And then, but that's only half of the equation, or actually I should say a third of the equation. So the other communities of Decode, one's going to be the government. And we realized quickly, we can help companies all day, but if the government's not ready to receive the technology or really change the way that they're thinking, we've only solved half the problem. So a couple of years ago, the Defense Innovation Board and some other folks across DoD came to us and said, can we sit through your accelerator and learn why we are a terrible customer for tech? And we said, well, why don't we just flip it and provide education in a different way of thinking? So we launched our training program. It covers how do you adopt innovation principles from private sector and apply them to something like the DoD? And then how do you actually navigate your own bureaucracy and get, you know, use innovative procurement, understand, you know, how to get to yes with legal and the security teams? And then how do you rethink the way that you're forming problems and so you can connect with better tech? And how do you overhaul market research? And that program's been fantastic. We've trained over 400 leaders across DoD last year. We've identified over 250 MVPs that have come out of it. So it's been fantastic. And it's evolved. So now we have one just on innovative procurement. We have one on sustaining and building innovation programs. So that's been really cool. But the last part, and then I promise you I'll stop talking, is our community that's centered around the partner ecosystem. So, you know, we understand that folks like the Amazons and Microsoft, the Deloittes, the systems integrators, they have just as critical of a role in all of this, because we're reliant on them to transition this technology and these capabilities and scale them in a lot of ways. So we run programs for that, you know, that community to help them understand how to work more effectively with emerging tech, how to kind of change their own business processes and mindsets, and also become a forward-leaning partner in all of it. Now I'll stop talking.
Well, you know, we never would have invited you unless we wanted to hear you talk. And this is all wonderful. It really hits true for me. In my day-to-day, I deal with the adoption of additive manufacturing in the DoD. So that part you just said with sometimes the DoD also has to be ready to accept new technologies really hits home. So I feel that in my bones. I do. So, you know, in that area, what kind of progress have you seen the national security ecosystem since you've started this? What are some of the areas and innovation you think that have improved, some that need to be improved still? And really, as it comes to the whole of the DoD, are there areas that you think are stuck and really need a driving force to break through?
How long is this podcast?
As long as Mike lets it be.
Yeah. You know, if I'm being really honest, when I started Decode, there weren't innovation hubs. You know, I launched Decode right before DIUX 1.0 came out. And really, the industry, I think, was starting to have its great awakening and realizing, you know, working with emerging technologies is no longer this shiny nice to have. I think the dialogue has started to shift quite a bit. So, you know, the momentum has been just extraordinary. I think, you know, the emergence of groups like DEF, of course, but seeing all the innovation hubs, seeing the use of innovative procurement, you know, on the rise, and a lot more leaders that are willing to give top cover, try new things, break some things, has really, really grown. That's all very encouraging. Still a long way to go, of course. I think, you know, the next big challenge is how do we take what we're learning in all of these innovation hubs across the government and have it infiltrate all the programs. So, you know, so that folks that are in organizations that aren't, you know, focused on innovation, don't think I'll just leave that over there for the people wearing jeans, right? Everyone needs to do it. So, and that right there that's a matter of national security. So, you know, there still are groups where it's just that culture. I think it all comes down to the humans, which is why we have the training programs that we have, because we can introduce technology all day long, but if you don't do anything with it, we're not going anywhere. So I still think, you know, helping some of the most senior leaders adopt a mindset that allows for that psychological safety of their teams to bring forward ideas is going to be critical. And I think it's going to be that middle group that really can drive that action and kind of take next steps. You know, it'll take work, but I think groups like this are going to be really instrumental in helping all levels of the organization break through.
I really appreciate the struggle that was involved with not saying frozen middle inside of these ecosystems. I do. Yeah. I feel it. Well, you know, mate, thank you so much for being here today. This was fantastic. It was great hearing from you. And we really appreciate your time today.
Of course. Well, thanks so much for having me, and keep on the good fight. I'm really excited to be a part of this and excited for the newly announced partnership that Mike talked about, and all the great things that all the members that are listening here can really do. I think it's really action-oriented group, and invite your friends so that list that Mike has to read and pronounce the names of just triples each week.
That's right. And, you know, I think this is an area of opportunity. I would be fascinated, since we've just talked about this starting partnership, I would like to invite you, prior to telling Mike about it, I would like to invite you to be one of our follow-up guests in the next few months. And let's come back and reevaluate what that partnership has meant for DEF and what's happened along that way now that it is a joining of the groups. So here's your formal invite. Mike can follow up and figure out how to make it happen.
I think that was his way of saying, do your part or you're going to be called to the carpet.
That as well. But thank you again. And wrapping up, Mike, why don't you take us home?
Yeah, thanks. That was a great discussion. And obviously so many of those things resonated. And before we wrap up, I did want to mention two brief things. So I had the chance to moderate a panel yesterday for the Platform One Summit. And one of those panelists was Meg Vorland, the Chief Strategy Officer at Decode. And we had a great discussion. It was a fantastic, a lot of fun. They made my job easy, but partway through, we played a little bit of a game to kind of keep the tempo up and keep people engaged. And we did one word association. So I would give them a word, and in rapid fire, the three panelists would have to respond with the first word that came to mind. And I just want to highlight, and I don't know if Megan knows this, but there were two specifically of the list of words I rattled off. And one was diversity, and Meg went first in each of these rounds. And there was not a microsecond before she said, "Decode." And she said it so excitedly. And I thought that was really special that, you know, her company or organization was the first thing that came to her mind when she heard that word. I could tell she was really proud of that. And then one of the other words was disruptor. And the first thing out of her mouth was Megan Metzger, our CEO and founder. So I'll throw that out there to hopefully end your Thursday on a great note. And
I don't know if that means we spend too much time together, but if I could do a shameless plug, I would say, we are really proud of it. We are 79% women and diverse as a company, which is awesome. And we're hiring, so we'll put it on the jobs board. So come on down.
There's no shame in that plug. That's an amazing thing. And I also do want to say that the board has been wonderful. I joke with Morgan, our chairman, that it's like, I'll be lucky if any board in the rest of my life, you know, measures up to this very first one that I've gotten to work with. And that's because everybody is so passionate and engaged, and you all are focused on the mission and the community. So I greatly appreciate it. It's been great to have you on the show. And thanks everyone for tuning in live and for listening to this recording. We're sure there are plenty more things happening all over DEF than what we talked about during our wrap up today. So we encourage you to get involved, to join the discussions happening all over, and we'll see you next week. We've been your hosts, Mike Madrid and Mike Pakoda. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We love ideas and feedback, so feel free to send your thoughts to hello@def.org. For more great content and to stay in the loop about community events and activities, follow us on social media and subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Everyone plays a part in building the innovative national security culture we want to see. To find where you fit, just go to def.org/join. That's def.org/join.